Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. In a world full of cyber threats, we're here to help you stay informed, stay proactive, and don't be a sitting duck to cybercrime. Let's dive in.
Welcome. It's Thursday, the 30th of January, 2025. Today, we're exploring three significant developments in cybersecurity. The introduction of numberless debit cards in Australia, Vonage Security's recent Crest accreditation, and the surge in email-based cyber attacks across the Asia-Pacific region. I'm Lee Kefford. Let's get started. AMP, in collaboration with MasterCard, is set to launch Australia's first debit and credit cards without visible 16-digit numbers. This initiative aims to combat scams and reduce data breaches. Card details will be securely stored within the AMP banking app, accessible for single-use transactions. Customers will utilize biometric authentication such as face and fingerprint ID to access the app, enhancing security. The removal of visible card numbers is designed to decrease small businesses' vulnerability to fraud and scams.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Adopt secure payment technologies. Consider utilizing payment solutions that offer enhanced security features such as tokenization and biometric authentication. Educate employees. Ensure your team is aware of the latest payment technologies and understands how to use them securely. Monitor transactions. Regularly review transactions for any unusual activity and report suspicious behavior promptly. By embracing advanced payment technologies and maintaining vigilant practices, businesses can significantly reduce the risk of fraud. Vonage Security has secured Australasian Crest accreditation, reinforcing its commitment to delivering high-quality automated network penetration testing services. This recognition places Vonage among an exclusive group of globally accredited cybersecurity providers, ensuring adherence to rigorous standards in skills, business processes, data security, and testing methodologies. In 2024, the Asia-Pacific region experienced a 26.9% increase in email-based cyber attacks compared to the previous year. The latter half of the year saw a significant rise, with a 20% uptake between the second and third quarters. These attacks often involve sophisticated phishing schemes targeted organizations across various sectors.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Implement advanced email security. Utilize email security solutions that can detect and block phishing attempts and malicious attachments. Conduct employee training. Regularly train employees to recognize phishing emails and understand the protocols for reporting them. Establish incident response plans. Develop and regularly update an incident response plan to address potential email-based threats promptly. By enhancing email security measures and fostering a culture of awareness, businesses can mitigate the risks associated with email-based cyber attacks. And that is a wrap for today's Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. For more tips, resources, and show notes, and a full transcript of this episode, please visit sittingduck.com.au. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm your host, Lee Kefford, reminding you to stay vigilant and stay safe online. Thank you for listening.